Sunday was a neat day for the state of Maryland because we had two NFL playoff games less than 40 miles away. That Ravens-Colts game, of course, and the Redskins-Seahawks. Roy Snyder of Jessup went to both games, and he may be the first fan to go to two playoff games on the same day. He joins me now on Maryland's Morning News. Good morning, Roy. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. I have to say, you know, you had to be very excited about being able to attend both games. Did it live up to the hype for you?
Pretty much. You know, playoff games are high energy, you know, high electricity, and it's just a heightened level throughout the stadium as compared to the regular season or even preseason. So, yeah, it was exciting.
All right. You have season tickets to both teams, right?
Yes, I do, and I mean, I'm not well-to-do. I can't afford them on my own. I go in with a couple other guys, but we share the tickets, and I just happen to get the playoff game.
Oh, excellent. So, all right, so tell me, walk me through your day. You wake up Sunday morning. Did you go down to the stadium here in Baltimore to tailgate? What time did you get here?
I had plans to tailgate, but then I had to make sure the car was full of gas, right, and the route was all planned and all that kind of stuff. And I actually got to the stadium a little bit later than I wanted to. I wanted to go and tailgate with some friends, but I didn't get there till maybe 10 after noon. And so I didn't want to miss Ray's dance coming into the stadium, so I just went right into the stadium to get through security.
Okay, so you saw the dance, but did you stay to the end to see the final dance?
No, I didn't, and that's one of my regrets that day. You know, the game was well in hand, and when they finally stuffed Indianapolis on a 4th-and-5 play with about 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go, some of the fans were starting to pour out, believe it or not.
Right.
And I did not want to get caught in the parking lot. The parking lot where I'm at, lot H, it's a real bear to get out of.
Yeah, I'd imagine. All right, so then you hit the road. You head down 95 or the BW Parkway, and traffic's always a nightmare for FedEx Field. How long did it take for you to get from the Ravens Stadium to the stadium in Landover?
Well, I hope nobody from the State Highway Patrol is listening.
No, never.
I might have exceeded the speed limit by a couple miles per hour. But I actually made a quick stop just near where I live, near Savage, Maryland, and picked up my wife. She had been watching the Ravens game at home, and I met her at one of the Comfort Inn there near Route 32 and Route 1. And she hopped in the car, and we continued on down to FedEx Field. The traffic was light because the game had pretty much just started at FedEx Field.
All right, so you saw most of that game. You saw most of the Ravens game. The Ravens won, the Redskins lost. So overall, the day was, what, a wash? Or are you a Redskins or a Ravens fan?
Oh, I'm a Ravens fan. I've been a season ticket holder and attended their game since day one, their opening day in September of 1996. In fact, I have an inaugural game hat from that day that I wore Sunday.
Very, very cool. So are you going to go to Denver? Are you going to?
I've got some family obligations this coming weekend, but I'm not worried about Denver. I mean, it's a tall challenge. I know the odds makers think that, we don't stand much of a chance, but, then again, we're the Ravens.
So do you know, I mean, have you talked to the NFL? We talked to any historians or people who document that? Are there any people who document this? Are you really, in fact, the first fan to go to two games on one day?
Well, I'm among the first. I mean, I'm not going to claim I'm the only one that did it. In fact, a couple of people have commented that they knew of some others that did the same thing. It's the first opportunity ever. I've researched all the way back to the late 70s, and except for maybe one game late in December of 1981, there was the Jets played a game in Shea Stadium, and then 3.5 hours later, the Eagles hosted a game at the Vet, the old Vet Stadium. That's a 2-hour drive between the two. So in theory, you might have been able to see at least half of one of the games.
Yeah.
But unless you've had a jetpack or a helicopter,
right,
this is the first opportunity.
Well, it's very cool. Thanks for joining us in Maryland's Morning News and telling your story. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Roy Snyder of Jessup got to go.